So, Teresa, national senior cross country team champions after a magnificent run yesterday by Letterkenny AC. And I suppose having tried for a number of years and having come close previously, now to get over the line and now to be champions, I'm sure it's something special for everybody involved at in Letterkenny.
I could have surely like a national senior cross country, and particularly for some of the, particularly maybe say the stalwarts, a cross country team would be a massive big thing. Inter clubs would be a massive big achievement sort of thing. Like, and again, when you're coming up against, you know, as a provincial club, coming up against big city clubs, you know, the likes of say Leavale that have won it for the last 4 years in a row were very much the ones identifying to beat it. So yeah, listen, that's great. Girls all ran really, really well, and it was a nice plan that came together.
Yeah. So going under the event, and I suppose from a number of weeks out, you had identified a target of becoming champions then, Teresa. Is that fair enough to say?
Aye, without a doubt, we had, and in fairness, I suppose I have to give some credit to my husband, who's always been sort of saying, listen, if we could only get our girls out, there's an opportunity to win that sort of thing, like, and I suppose this year, particularly with the likes of Anne-Marie McGlynn, kind of coming off the marathon profile to sort of kind of had decided to run European cross country. And then the likes of, say, Christine Russell, that's actually running really well at the minute and has come back to athletics from a long layoff as a youngster. You know, the bones of a team was there. So it was a case then of talking to all the girls and sort of getting that commitment from them. And to be fair, they were all up for it. Along with their own individual coaches. And it was a case then of just sort of kind of keeping track of everybody and making sure that everybody was ready to compete and informed to compete on the day itself.
And I suppose as well, the fact that you just won it so comfortably by 11 points was added to how impressive it was, Teresa.
And in fact, there's two things in that certainly, and that you know you need in anything you always need a bit of a cushion, and you always need a bit of leeway for somebody to run better, somebody not to run, and certainly actually our club captain, Nolene Scanlon, who missed a bit of time with injury recently, was a big loss to that team like as well too. So you know you always have to that cushion. So when you have that wee bit of leeway, I suppose it definitely helps, without a doubt. Like I think too, as you know, we had, I think it was maybe in maybe 2017, I'm going to say, you know, we had a silver in that actually with Katrina Jennings. So, you know, we kind of had a belief that it was there, and it was just a case then of just making sure we had that wee bit of leeway to have everybody ready on the one day. And depth, like any team, the depth always, like if you're down to your four, it's difficult, but like it's been great to have a panel of girls there. So it's been really good.
Yeah. Of course, the focus now changes for yourself, Teresa, to the European Cross Country Championships next month in Dublin, eventually getting to hold the championships. The team will be, of course, selected in the coming days as to who will be representing Ireland. But eventually, Teresa, it's going to come round that the cross country is going to be held in Dublin after all the hold-ups previously.
Sure, it's fantastic now. And listen, even there now at Autumn Cross Country, the course is, and oh my God, it's an absolute dream. It's in absolutely great shape. Like, and it's just great to be inviting countries and to be hosting it ourselves. And you know, I was in Dublin in 2009 for Eurocross and in 2001 for Worldcross. And you know, the feeling of listening to the national anthem opening up the ceremonies. You know, I could feel it in the back of my neck. You know, the prickles were in the back of my neck. It was just exciting. So as you can only imagine what it'll be like for athletes. And clearly, I think it's actually interesting that even our national championships yesterday was the depth, the quality. You know, everybody and anybody wants to be on that team for European cross country in December, sort of thing like. So it'll round off the year very nice now.